Watch up, it's Mike Wynn, and of far more importance, it's the real enjoyment of jazz. I'm sure you'll know this first song, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down, but I doubt you'll know this version. Recorded September 2014 in Brooklyn, New York. This Positone album is called All Together Now, and it's under the leadership of tenor man Tom Talich. This is the very first time on our show for the man from Illinois. He's also a teacher, educator, Americans prefer, but on the piano rather than tenor. And he's also the musical director and composer for a multimedia dance company that he runs with his wife. Great lineup on this album. As well as Talich, there's Mike DiRubo, alto, Michael Dees, trombone, Brian Charette, piano and organ, Peter Brendler on bass, Mark Ferber, drums, The Night They Drove Old Dixie Down. And you might remember that Joan Baez did a great version of that song. These next guys call themselves Curios.
Thank you.
Goodness, these liner notes are sparse. A few very good photos of the three musos, but with their faces whited out, if that's English. The curios are Tom Corley on piano, and he wrote all the songs on this Jazzes It label album, including, therefore, this one, Squat Little Man. Sam Burgess bass and Joshua Blackmore on drums. Recorded at Clown's Pocket Studio in Kent, August 2006. Seen them live, excellent band. Next up, we have a couple of truly outstanding musos that I saw last week as part of the London Jazz Festival. Warning in advance, you'll love this. Thank you. The unusual combo of piano and mandolin, Brad Meldow and Chris Thiele. Without doubt the best gig of the year so far. The packed Barbican crowd went mad. Don't think I've ever heard such a sudden crescendo of applause that greeted the end of each song. Brad Meldow is a pianist well known to this show, a consummate and original jazzman. Chris Thiele is from the bluegrass side of the street. Not an instantly obvious connect, but wow. Catch them live and all by this double CD called, uninspiringly but accurately, Chris Thiele and Brad Meldow. Recorded in New York, December 2015, Jan 2016. We've just heard a traditional Irish folk song. They played this very same song at last week's concert, but they did say they couldn't and therefore wouldn't give us the title, as they are unable to pronounce it correctly. Well, I have something in common with them after all. Chris Thiele is a fabulous singer and well known for it. A pleasant surprise was discovering that Meldow is too. Maybe we'll hear more of his vocals in future. Hope so. Ellington time.
Thank you.
And that's from Volume 8 of the Private Collection, Duke Ellington's so-called stockpile of recordings he made at his own expense, rather than with a record label. That was inevitably an Ellington compo. It was called Rondolet and featured the wonderful Johnny Hodges. Recorded July 67 in New York. Fast forward a mere 5 years, and we're off to the Montreux Jazz Festival. Roland Kirk, Rashaan Roland Kirk, intros this next song.
We deal with the people that have made music possible for us, dealing with the music of the black man. And this tune is written by a beautiful, was sung by a beautiful black gentleman of our times who made history in singing, acting, and sports, Mr. Paul Robeson. Thank you. I'm glad you know that name. That fills me up very much. This tune, he sung very beautifully. And we hope that you can take it in your ear and do something with it, with yourself. Thank you.
Traditional song arranged by Rajan Roland Kirk, who plays tenor, manzello, stritch, clarinet, flute, nose flute, siren, and according to the liner notes, other stuff. And most, if not all of them, on that song, Balm in Gilead. The photo inside the album shows him playing three of them simultaneously. An almost conventional melodic song by Kirk standards, until the last 30 seconds or so, which I edited out as it became mayhem. Ron Burton piano, Henry Pete Pearson on bass, Robert Shai drums, and Joe Habau Texidor on percussion. Recorded June 72 in Montreux, Switzerland, at their jazz festival. Next, Hank Jones with one of his own compos.
Thank you.
And that's called Odd Number, written and played by one of our fave pianists, fave musos, in fact, regardless of instrument, Hank Jones, recorded in September 63 in New York, with Johnny Smith guitar, Ray Brown bass, and Lewis Hayes drums. This LP is titled Urbanity. Yep, that's Hank Jones for you. Odd Number either means, traditionally, not an even number, or perhaps just the odd number, here and there. Oh, I've found one in a store cupboard. Next up, one of my fave Ellington compos, but one that's rather oddly seldom covered.
Ha ha ha!
Ellington's Angelica was written, and very quickly, for his famous recorded meeting with John Coltrane. But for me, it has a lasting, almost childlike appeal. Angelica later became Purple Gazelle. But back to this version. It's a Cadillac LP called Love You Gladly by Brian Priestley's Special Septet in March 88 in London. Priestley on piano, Digby Fairweather, trumpet, Don Rendell, soprano, tenor and clarinet on other tracks, Derek Wadsworth, trombone, Olaf Vaz, baritone, but also alto and clarinet on some songs, Paul Bridge, bass, and Trevor Tompkins, drums. There are three Priestley originals on this LP. The rest are Ellington songs, but not, strangely, Love You Madly. And here's another Ellington song, this time co-written with Billy Strayhorn.
Daydream, why do you haunt me so? Deep in a rosy glow, the face of my love you show. Daydream, I walk along on air, building a castle. So there for me and my love to share. Don't know the time, Lordy, I'm in a daze. Sun in the sky, my reverie until I find that he is daydreaming just like me. Don't break my reverie until I find that he is daydreaming just like me.
Daydream, of course. The singer, Sathama B. Benjamin, recorded by Rudy Van Gelder, October 83, on R.J. Alan Gums on piano, Buster Williams bass, and Ben Riley drums. The record was produced by Abdullah Ibrahim, who at that time, October 83, was married to Sathama. Coincidentally, I saw Ibrahim just last week at the Royal Festival Hall in a concert that left me totally uninvolved, unmoved, unresponsive, underwhelmed, uninspired. No, I have to admit, I wasn't totally impressed. This next LP is called Wood on Wood. Thank you. This is actually an educational LP. The first side is Normal, six tracks, and we've just heard the second one, Jaunt. The other side of the LP is the same six songs, but you can play along with the rhythm section as all the leader's solos have been written out, so you can join in. Ron Odrich, clarinet, and briefly bass clarinet, together with his brother David on guitar, his other brother Mark, piano, and there's still room for one more bro, Stephen on drums, George Duvivier bass, and Leopoldo Fleming percussion, New York 78. If we're not going to Paris this week, then we must go to Stockholm. The date, April 1980. We seem to be predominantly 80s-ish this week. This Stockholm recording session was led by Lars Jonsten. He also composed all of the songs on the LP, including, therefore, that one, At the Ping Pong Ball, of no relevance to us, as we won't be hearing it now. The second song is called Gasoline, My Beloved. The other excellent musos are inevitably Swedish. Lars Olofsson on trombone, Ville Lundin, alto, Thor Nordin, bass, and Eagle Johansson drums. This is a fabulously joyous album, full of fun. It's called Select Notes. Mingus has popped up on our show a couple of times recently, and here he is again. On this occasion, I've clumsily edited the song down to his bass solo so that we can really focus on his extraordinary talent. Thank you. This United Artists LP is called Jazz Portraits, and it's part of a concert that the Charles Mingus Jazz Workshop gave Jan 59 at the Nonagon Art Gallery on Lower Second Avenue in New York City. I did leave in more of the song than just the bass solo, as the whole thing is gorgeous. All four songs on the LP are 10 to 12 minutes, so a little pruning was needed anyway. The other players are John Handy on alto, not Captain John Handy, but the more recent one, Booker Irwin tenor, Richard Wyans piano. Incidentally, Mingus's regular pianist, Horace Parlan, had to be out of town on business the day of the recording session, and Richard Wyans stepped in at very short notice. Why did he have to be out of town on business that very same day? Sounds suspicious to me. Finally, Danny Richmond drums. We heard Mingus's own compo, Alice's Wonderland, back to the early 80s. Rheinsbergstrasse is the song title. The only Rheinsbergstrasse I know is the one in Stuttgart in Germany, but I can only assume there are loads of them. Anyway, this one was recorded May, July 83 in Stuttgart. What am I talking about? It must be the Rheinsbergstrasse in Stuttgart. Duh, double duh. I've just read the location on the back cover of this On Teal's LP. Birelli Lagren is the leader and the writer of the song. He does the solo guitar part of the song and he plays bass. His brother, Gaty Lagren, also on guitar. Plus Werner Braun on drums. It's time for our last one, and I've chosen Chico Freeman and his Fortet. Chico switches between tenor and soprano throughout this 2015 album, on which there are five songs dedicated to his daughters, one each. We'll hear Lara's Lullaby, Heiri Kanzig bass, and Michael Baker drums. Huge thanks for joining me, and I really hope you'll be back with me, Mike Wynn, next week for another The Real Enjoyment of Jazz. Until then, please take care. Be well.